भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 21 द लॉर्ड बेग्स चैरिटी फ्रॉम बाली महाराज. No. Badri Maharaj gave class the other day. It was the previous verses. I'll read 22, 23, and 24. We'll read together. Trivir kramayara santusto dvipe. Dvipe napi napuryate navavarsha sametha tena sapta dvipa varechaya. If I were not satisfied with 3 paces of land, then surely I would not be satisfied even with possessing 1 of the 7 islands consisting of 9 varshas. Even if I possess 1 island, I would hope to get others. Text 23. Sapta dvipadipatayo nripavanyo kayadayaha artai kamayargata nantam trishnaya itinakshritum shutam. Translation. We have heard that although powerful kings like Maharaj Prithu and Maharaj Gaya achieved proprietorship over the 7 dvipas, they could not achieve satisfaction or find the end of their ambitions. Text 24. Yadrachayo papanena. Yadrachayo papanena. Santusto vartate sukam nasantustas tribir lokair ajitatmo pasaditai yadrichchayo papanina santusto vartate sukam na santustas tribir lokair ajitatmo pasaditahi yadrichchayo papanina santusto vartate sukam na santustas tribir lokair ajitatmo pasaditai yadrichchayo papanena santusta vartate sukam na santustas tribir lokair ajitatmo pasaditai. Yadrichaya nena tustavartate sukam santustas tvijirlokair ajitatmo pasaditai yadrichaya papanena tustavartate sukam Dunta tripilokaya Dhatmo pasaditai Yachayo papanena tusto vatike sukam. Na santas tas tibio lokae. Vichayo papanina. Santusto vatite sukam. Santustas tibio lokae. Sadmukhasaditai. Vichaya papanina. Tusto vartite sukam. Namjizasivino. Namatmukhasaditai. Matajis. Yadrachayo papanhena. Santuzor nevam. Santuzdungas to you, okay. Without more pasadi day. Yadrachayo papanhena. Vartite sukam. Santusta tibir lokaya. Tatmo pasaditai. Yadrachaya. As offered by the Supreme Authority, according to one's karma. Upapanina. By whatever is obtained. Santusta, one should be satisfied. Vartate, there is. Sukam, happiness. Na, not. Asantusta, one who is dissatisfied. Trivir lokai, even by possessing the three worlds. Ajita Atma, one who cannot control his senses. Upasaditai, even though obtained. Translation. One should be satisfied with whatever he achieves by his previous destiny, for discontent can never bring happiness. Person who is not self-controlled will not be happy even with possessing the three worlds. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. If happiness is the ultimate goal of life, one must be satisfied with the position in which he is placed by Providence. This instruction is also given by Prahlad Maharaj. Sukham aindriyakam daitya deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate daivad Yatadukam ayatnataha. My dear friends born of demoniac families, the happiness perceived with reference to the sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life according to one's past fruit of activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.6.3. This philosophy is perfect in regard to obtaining happiness. Real happiness is described in Bhagavad Gita 6.21. Sukham atyantikam yad tat buddhigrayam atindriyam veti yatra nachayvayam stitas chalati tatvataha. In the spiritually joyous state, one is situated in boundless, transcendental happiness and enjoys himself through transcendental senses. Established thus, one never departs from the truth. One has to perceive happiness by the super senses. The super senses are not the senses of the material elements. Every one of us is a spiritual being, aham brahmasmi, and every one of us is an individual person. Our senses are now covered by material elements, and because of ignorance, we consider the material senses that cover us to be our real senses. The real senses, however, are within the material covering. Dehino smenyata dehe. Within the covering of the material elements are the spiritual senses. Sarvupadi vinirmuktam tatvaratmena nirmalam. When the spiritual senses are uncovered, by these senses we can be happy. Satisfaction of the spiritual senses is thus described, Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam Bhaktir Uchite. When the senses are engaged in devotional service to Rishikesh, then the senses are completely satisfied. Without this superior knowledge of sense gratification, one may try to satisfy his material senses, but happiness will never be possible. One may increase his ambition for sense gratification and even achieve what he desires for the gratification of his senses. But because this is on the material platform, he will never achieve satisfaction and contentment. According to Brahminical culture, one should be content with whatever he obtains without special endeavor and should cultivate spiritual consciousness. Then he would be happy. The purpose of the Krishna Conscious Movement is to spread this understanding. People who do not have scientific spiritual knowledge mistakenly think that the members of the Krishna Conscious Movement are escapists trying to avoid material activities. In fact, however, we are engaged in real activities for obtaining the ultimate happiness in life. If one is not trained to satisfy the spiritual senses and continues in material sense gratification, he will never obtain happiness that is eternal and blissful. Srimad Bhagavatam 551 therefore recommends Tapo Devyam Putrakayena Sadyam Sudyat Yasmad Brahmasokyam Tvanantam. One must practice austerity so that his existential position will be purified, and he will achieve unlimited, blissful life. Yadrichayopapanena santusta vartate sukam na santustas tribirlokair ajitat mopasaditaihi. One should be satisfied with whatever he achieves by his previous destiny, for discontent can never bring happiness. A person who is not self-controlled will not be happy even with possessing the three worlds. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, Srila Prabhupada quotes many verses about true happiness. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Rishabhdev tells his sons, Nayam deho deha bhajan riloke kastan karmana harte bidbujam ye tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam sudyadyasmat brahmasokyam tvanantam. He tells his sons, my dear sons, now that you have achieved this human form, which is very rarely achieved, 8,400,000 species of life and only 400,000 of the human. Human life is rare to get this human body. He tells his sons, therefore, don't waste it like Beta Bujami. Vedabhujami means the hogs and dogs that eat stool. We had one picture up on the wall in the St. Louis Temple. I think it was in my office. Somebody had given. It was at least 4 foot wide and 1.5 feet tall. And it was a boy passing in the field and a hog going full speed like a blur to get to the prasad, his prasad. Huge picture. You saw that, Savasan, in St. Louis. This is the nature of material world. Today is Christmas. And the hogs and dogs are running after the excrement. Even Bhagavatam says that when a child, by nature, when a child passes, the mother considers the remnants from that child to be like Charnamrita. Is very special. What? Chandan, I'm sorry. Charnamrita, you eat chandan, you put all over your face. I know in my personal experience, when my daughter was an infant, she couldn't go to the bathroom for a few days. After she was a few months old, she was stuffed up from something. And the mother was very worried. We were worried. And after 3-4 days, the mother called me up, and the entire bedroom, kitchen, and hallway were filled with a little lake of the baby's activities. And everyone was so happy. We were prepared to dance in that lake. This is the nature of the material world. That Vedabhujami, Rishabhdev said to his sons, don't be like the Vedabhujami, the hogs and the dogs. But this human form of life, Prabhupada quotes it here in the last lines of this purport, tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam sudyadyasman brahma sokyam twanantam. Human form of life is meant for tapo divyam, transcendental austerity, that gives one happiness and blissful life and continues forever. This is the real nature of our existence. Our happiness is spiritual. And that happiness is every day. We don't just pick one day to try to be very happy and give gifts in charity and accept gifts and carry on with great, happiness. In Vaishnava tradition, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has stated, Dadati pratigranati guyam akyati prichate mungte bojayate chaiva sadvidam pritilakshanam. Devotee expresses love 365 days a year by giving gifts in charity to other devotees, accepting gifts, giving prasadam and accepting prasadam, revealing one's mind in confidence and confidentially inquiring. These six activities are the symptoms of loving exchange. Pratilakshanam are the loving exchange carried out by one devotee to another. The Vaishnav tradition is to give love every day. Santa Claus comes and gives presents one day, Rabindra Klaus comes every day with halva and sweet rice and fruit and cookies, isn't it? Of course, we should be careful we don't look at Krishna as our Santa Claus, that Krishna is not our order supplier. But devotees, they give gifts and accept gifts. Here, Prabhu, have a samosa. Not one day a year, 365 days a year, until you can no longer eat samosas. This is Vaishnav tradition, because the happiness of this material world has a beginning and an end. And actually, we have all experienced, even those of us that are young, what to speak of those of us that are older, have experienced that this material world, as Bhagavad Gita says, is dukkhayalam ashashvatam. It's temporary, and naturally, it's built in with misery. The built-in misery is custom-made. It says it's our karma. One has to accept the happiness and distress that is one's karma. It's custom-made by the modes of material nature, by the laws of nature, for our suffering and for our enjoyment. It's custom-made. We sometimes wonder, why am I suffering like this? It was custom made for us to suffer in that way. But spiritual life means we're not absorbed in our senses. Bhaja Vegam, Rupa Goswami says, Bhaja Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udra Pasta Vegam. Etam vegam yo visaheta dira sarvam apimam pitivim sasisyat. That a devotee means, spiritual life means, not this world of society, friendship, and love, but spiritual life actually means Vacha Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam. I control my senses. I control my mind. Tongue, belly, genital, mind, words, and anger. All in a row. And one who does this, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has stated, he or she is qualified to make disciples all over the world. All we have to do is Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udrapasta Vegam. Vegam means the pushing. It's interesting because one time we went to Las Vegas and somehow it came up in the class, this verse. And it's actually interesting that in our English language, it fits. Vacha Vegas, Manasa Krodha Vegas, Jiva Vegas, Udrapasta Las Vegas. The place of pushing. So much pushing of the senses, mind, anger, words. This isn't happiness. If anyone has traveled to Las Vegas, it's only 4 hours away, you don't see people coming out of casinos with big smiles on their faces, or looking blissful and bright. Usually, they're thinking, it's time to kill myself. Today would be a good day to die. I just lost my money. I lost money I didn't even have. And this thing has got me completely controlled, this gambling propensity. We've never seen anyone happy for more than a few seconds coming out of a casino in Las Vegas. Because pushing doesn't make us happy. The vegam, the pushing, is a disturbance. Because one should be sober-minded. Sober-minded means tolerate the pushing, practically. Rishab told his sons, don't go for the pushing, for the vagum, but tolerate the pushing and be set, situated in the higher. Srila Prabhupada points out here our spiritual senses. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparatmena nirmalam. That when one engages in devotional service, and we're doing this every day, we don't just engage in seva one day a year, or maybe one day a week at best. We're engaging every day, all day. This is Vaishnava tradition. Engaging our senses, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchite, in the service of the master of the senses. And when we engage our senses in Krishna's satisfaction, in his senses, his transcendental senses, there are two side effects. What is that? Sarva upadi vinir muktam tat paratmena nirmalam. Sarva upadi, all the designations. I'm black, I'm white, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm a Russian, I'm a four-door, I'm a two-door, I'm a White Walls, I'm a Chevy, or I'm a Honda. These are upadis, designations. So first thing is, designations are finished. When one engages one's senses and mind in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesh, these designations that I'm this religion or that religion or this type of body or that type of body, they're finished. And tatparatmena nirmalam. Tatparatmena nirmalam means our senses become purified, Krishnaized. Prabhupada said, it's just like when you plug the electric into the electric current in the wall, it becomes electrified. Utilize something in Krishna's service, it becomes Krishnaized. And with purified senses, not seeing any designation, one can actually experience real happiness in life. Not the happiness of society, friendship, and love. Not the happiness that's there for the hogs and dogs. Not the happiness of up and down within this material world, but real spiritual happiness. Ishvapanishad says, Ishvasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tiktena bunjita magritha kasya sid danam. That we have to live by the principle of Ishavasyam, that Krishna has given us our particular quota. We shouldn't accept more than our quota. Our quota is sufficient. We don't have to stockpile. We don't have to try to achieve more materially. But we strive from achieving more spiritually. Srila Prabhupada said this is real principle of Vaishnavism. Isavasyam idam sarvam. And when we abide by that as individuals, as a community, we become very happy and peaceful. There's no need for getting absorbed in the activities of this material world, because that's Dukkhaya Lama Shashvatam. Any way we cut it, it's Dukkhaya Lama Shashvatam. This material world will not bring us ultimate happiness. If we think that somehow or other I can be happy and content and comfortable in this material world, we're an illusion. There is no comfort in the material world. There's comfort in spiritual. There's comfort in taking shelter of Krishna. There's comfort in taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Unbelievable comfort. There's comfort in serving the spiritual master and the supreme personality of Godhead. And this is the philosophy that we not only practice ourselves 365 days in a year. There's no days off. There's no vacation from devotional service. Every day we serve Lord Chaitanya. You want vacation? Then you go to Vrindavan and Mayapur to do more service. Oh, I have to take a break in here and chant more. That's service. We have no stop in our devotional activities. And that will bring us the ultimate happiness that Rishabh tells his son about. And then we don't have to just one day a year try and be happy. I read on Facebook, one person had stated, and many people had stated previously, I'm going to go to bed on Wednesday night and wake up hopefully Friday morning when everything is over. That they were so depressed with Christmas that they wanted to sleep through the whole thing. And they say that statistically, this is the time in the Christian world, this beautiful holiday, is the time of the most suicides and spousal murders. Husbands killing wives. They didn't fill the stockings properly. Wives killing husbands. They couldn't afford the new computer for Jimmy and Barbie. This is the biggest season. Today's the biggest day. Supposed to be happy. It's Janmashtami for the Christians. On Janmashtami, I don't think we hear of depressed people. Everyone's doing service. Everyone's chanting, cooking, reading, worshiping the deities, giving out prasadam. So many activities. Abhishek. Such wonderful day. All day everyone's engaged. Their senses in the service of the master of the senses. And we're very happy. I don't think we hear of statistics, even in India, that people are very depressed on Janmashtami. It's the most depressing time. But because they've made the holiday, many people, we're not accusing any particular, but they've made the holiday society, friendship, and love. That is depressing. Very, very depressing. And therefore, we're here to teach people how to really celebrate Christmas. Give out Krishna Prasadam, Rabindra Claus. He's got prasadam right there. Every day, all day. Prasadam in the back of the temple. Maha here, Maha there, Maha everywhere. Isn't it, Prabhuji? He agrees. He doesn't have to wear a red suit. He wears his white suit. He doesn't have to have a beard. He's clean shaven. This is our Rabindra Claus. Let's have a big hand for her. Excuse the clause part. I'm not sure what it means, but Rabindranath Prabhu. So this is our business. We give gifts, accept gifts. We give prasad, accept prasad. We reveal our mind and accept revelations from others. 24 hours in a day, every day. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
His name who? Your name's Kevin?
Kevin. Oh yeah, Nick Kevin.
Your name's Kevin? Kevin? What's your name?
You always call your Sura Club. You always bring leftover Hare Krishna Prasad.
Yeah, we'll probably think about it.